The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, or you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now let's listen to the speech of Sheikh Jafar Jafar.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Continue to send our condolences to our 12th and living Imam, Al-Hujja Ajalallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif, and to each and every one of you as we continue the remembrance over the tragedy that befell upon the household of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. And it's important for us to understand why this azadari continues till today. Why we give this life, and we understand as well why we mourn. Yeah? Why we shed tears. When you look at the concept of shedding tears, right, for this tragedy, subhanAllah, the number of traditions mentioned about the importance of shedding tears are many. These tears that we shed for Imam alayhi salam trains us and prepares us to cry for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah? Understand that tears for God, right, are something that one cannot take lightly. You know, there are so many traditions. These two are from our first imam, but the first one is from our first imam where he says, Al-Buka'u min khashyatillah miftahur rahma. Yeah? The tears for the sake of God, out of awe of God, out of fear of God, are the keys to receiving God's mercy. Yeah? Where I sit and I weep. Yeah? I weep for Allah. I weep with Allah. Why? Because I feel distant to God. I feel He has been abundantly kind to me. Yeah, my brothers and sisters, I swear to you, yeah, like how God is kind to us. Man, like we can't even imagine, right? Like we understand, but the depth of it is beyond our comprehension, isn't it? Yeah, it's completely beyond our comprehension. Like we just see the external things, but if we were just to focus on our individual bodies and see how our bodies function, Subhanallah, how can we not say Subhanallah, right? Like, thank you, Allah, right? The fact that I am confident that hundreds of mushkil and problems are averted from us without even recognizing that they were about to fall upon us, all out of the mercy of God. And so when I appreciate that, you know, like sometimes when someone does something so kind for you, you know, sometimes we cry tears of joy, isn't it? We've all done that. I've done that, right? Like sometimes, one time somebody just did something really nice and tears just of happiness came out. When we cry for God, it's not just like, Ya Allah, don't punish me. Well, that's if I am living a punishable life, then those are the tears that will come out. But if I'm living a life of gratefulness, the tears would be of gratefulness. Yeah, that I appreciate you, Ya Allah, and how can I not cry, right? And so you see that tears for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are something that we cannot undervalue. You know, again, for the sake of tabarruk, hadith says, "Ma min qatrati ahabba ilallahi min qatrati damin fi sabilillah, aw qatratin min dumu'i aini fi sawadil layli min khashyatillah." He says, there are two drops that are loved by God. The drop of a blood of one who sacrifices himself for the sake of God. And the drop of a tear that comes out at night from somebody who is in love with Allah. Yeah? Or is in fear of God, or is in awe of God, whatever. But a drop comes out, it is loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you know, I think, again, this is my understanding of this, but I truly believe that this is one of the most important goals of the tears for Imam al-Hussein. to get us accustomed to cry for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah? Because what's the purpose of the prophets? The prophet's purpose was to train us to how to get closer to God. What's the purpose of the imams? To train us of how to get closer to God. Imam alayhi salam gave us, through his sacrifice, the most beautiful tragedy, a lesson and an opportunity for us to be accustomed to crying. And once we become accustomed to crying, the expectation then is not that I just cry for Hussein for 8 days, 10 days, or for 2 months and 8 days, but that I use the opportunity or the ability to learn how to cry and transfer that and cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah? That is our goal. Yeah? That is our goal. Don't refine or confine, our tears just for these gatherings. But learn to cry, right? I want you just to be honest with yourselves, right? Like we, but we as men, we don't cry that often. Yeah? But where do we cry? Without a problem in the majlis of Hussein, without a problem. Yeah, without a problem. SubhanAllah, it's an amazing thing that we can be so soft when we need to. But if we didn't have this, we would not be accustomed to crying. Yeah, because most people don't cry. They only cry when there's a heartache, or there's a break, or there's a death, or there's something. But we don't cry for those reasons. We cry all the time. But then the expectation is that we transfer that to learn to cry for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah? Because these tears, my brothers and sisters, are extremely valuable. Extremely valuable. Again, I'll quote another hadith where it says, مَا مِن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا وَلَهُ كَيْلٌ أَوْ وَزْنٌ. He says, there is not a thing except that there is a weight or a scale for it. You do something hasanat, there's a way to measure that reward. إِلَّا الْبُكَى مِن خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. Except for tears out of awe of Allah. There is no wazan for that. Yeah, there is no weight for that. That one tear. فَإِنَّ قَطْرَةَ مِنْهُ تُطْفِئُ بِحَارًا مِنَ النِّيرَانِ. For one drop of those tears will extinguish seas of fire of hell. One drop of tear for Allah. But this is something that, yes, we have the training of crying, but it's now to transfer that into my private conversations with God so that I can cry for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is where we want to get to with the tears of Hussein alayhi salam. Yeah? That is the ultimate goal. You know, I'm just going to list off things that our ulama tell us to soften our hearts so that we can cry for God more freely. Listen and read the Holy Quran more frequently. Yeah? We don't do that, huh? We don't do it enough. But the Quran removes rust from our hearts. Yeah, and so listen to it more carefully and read it more often. Recite our prayers and du'as with more humility, right? I tell you the most important, I don't say trick, but the most important tool that has really helped me, and again, it's about remembering it, is that right before I say takbir, I just remind myself in front of whom I'm standing. Just that, just do that. Yeah, that before you start your prayers, just remind, because we're very accustomed. We'll just say Allahu Akbar and start. But just at that moment, say you're standing in front of Allah. Remember that. Remind yourself. It will humble us. There's no way it can't humble us. We're standing in front of kings of kings, yeah? The King of Kings has to humble us. Recite our prayers with more humility. Accept our imperfections and neediness for Allah. Consider our sins as big and avoid them. So we don't see chota gunai. No, there's no such thing as small sin. Yeah, remember who we're sinning against, and that should humble us. Speak less and accustom ourselves to silence. It's a powerful tool to speak less. Yeah, avoid eating to our full capacity and do more sujood. This is what our ulama tell us. These 7 points, go back and listen to it and capture them. But these are things that will help us. And while I'm doing these things, right, even if I find it hard to cry, you know what I should do? I should pretend to cry. Yeah? Pretend to cry. My favorite, I say this often, this is one of my favorite hadith from our sixth Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. Salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. He says, In lam yujibka al-buka fatabaka. Yeah, he says that if you cannot cry or if weeping does not come naturally to you, then pretend to cry, he says. Yeah, subhanAllah, pretend to cry. فَإِنْ خَرَجَ مِنْكَ مِثْلُ رَأَسِ الذُّبَابِ. Again, if the size of the head of a fly comes out, you know what he says? He says, فَبَخِنْ بَخِنْ. Yeah? He says, then congratulations to you, congratulations. He doesn't even tell us what the reward is. Yeah? But just pretend to cry. And this is something we can do, right? We tell our kids this, that musibah starts, lower your eyes. Yeah, close your eyes, make a sad face. Well, when we pray to God, do these things. Yeah, especially when we're confessing. See, we have to have time of confessional to God. We have to have time of just talking to Allah. We pray our salah thinking our responsibility is done. It's not done. Talk to God. Talk to Him. Appreciate Him. And when we do that, make the face of crying. Because naturally, when we make the face of crying, tears will form. And even that tear will be accepted by God because I am trying to cry for Allah. And so you see, the legacy of Hussein is such that he taught us how to cry. We cry for him. But then we are supposed to transform these tears for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is when Jannah insha'Allah will be open for us.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Rahi Kareem Adi Alim Hali Hakim Mati. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلى الله عليه.